We've got you into the 70s when you left AT&T.
I left in 75. I left a satellite job in 74 for a job in Kansas City, running all the engineering west of the Mississippi for AT&T, filling in for a man that was out with a heart ailment that we knew he was coming back. And then when he came back, he only had a few months of retirement. And I had been promised that I would get the job permanently. Even then, it was taking one step backwards to get out of New York. It was AT&T's way of keeping me from going to work for somebody else in the satellite world at that time. When the time came, they reneged on it. They gave the job to somebody else with a better day-to-day detail. He had filled in for 5 years of growing what you do in the local, because a lot of my headquarters experience didn't have much to do with digging a ditch across the state of Nebraska.
Right. I got a comment. We hear a plane coming over, and I'm sure our listeners can hear that. It seems to be hanging on a long time for some reason.
They come right down Memorial for landing.
To our airport.
Yeah.
Okay. So you hear that quite a bit.
Yeah. The flight path is right down Memorial to the runway.
So as you look back then, when you didn't get that job,
I set up my own satellite consulting company.
So this really was a good thing you didn't get that job.
Absolutely. Because about 8 years later, when they started consolidating Bell companies into AT&T and eliminating middle management because of computerization of a lot of functions.
Yeah.
The guy that got the job literally got forced retirement at 60. So it was good that way.
You moved to Kansas City?
Kansas City was where that job was.
Okay, and then you didn't get the job. Then you set up your own consulting business, and you stayed in Kansas City when you did that?
Mm-hmm.
What did that entail? Consulting what?
Anybody that wanted to know how satellites would affect their business. Some of the people I had were companies that wanted to build satellites. Rockwell was one. Then TCI Telecommunications, Inc. out of Denver, wanted to upgrade their microwave routes to compete with AT&T. So as a consultant, I worked for them for about a year and a half, helping them convert them and teaching their people how to do digital voice and how to compete with AT&T on a marketing basis. They were a good client, and also talked to them about satellites, and someday there would be a satellite system. One of the consulting clients was Wayne Swearingen and the United Video Company that on a small scale was doing the same things TCI was doing. And he asked me to do a consulting job for him.
It was December 27th, 1976, that you began distributing Ted Turner's WTBS in Atlanta to cable systems via satellite.
Mm-hmm.